Welcome to the House and House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Paws and More Director Amber Talbot about updates with the shelter.
I received your awesome newsletter from Paws and More Animal Shelter. You want to just go over some of the items on that? We can kind of get started.
Sure. We're so excited that we've been talking about doing a monthly newsletter for a long time, and we're in the position now that our Vice President, Terry Wood, who handles much of our social media and marketing, was able to get it put together, and we've had such positive feedback. I think we've got a lot of engagement through social media and through our website, but we want to continue to reach people and in many ways as we can. And I think a newsletter is a great way to stay connected. And there's always so many things going on at the shelter that we love to share. And, you know, it's great to hear about it on the radio and it's great to read it in the paper. But again, the reaching people in as many ways as we can is always successful. And so we'll be highlighting, like we did for February, we're highlighting events that are happening. We'll do like a training tip, just maybe a success story, or if there's a need that month, but really just keeping people up to speed on what's going on. Something interesting that's been happening for this month coming into the end of January into February is that there seems to be a significant need for placement for puppies. We're getting calls from several areas, surrounding areas near Washington County that are in need that have multiple litters of puppies. And so we say in our newsletter that it's raining puppies at Paws and More. You don't normally hear us talk about puppies. We're always talking about kittens and, you know, we do lots of fun kitten events every year. But this year we have had 3 litters so far come into our care, and there's 2 more that we will likely be transferring in through February.
You mentioned kittens. I saw that you're doing another fee-waived adoption weekend.
Yeah, we're going to do it the 14th and 15th. So it will be a weekday. We're hoping that, you know, we still have a successful event. I know weekends get busy for people, but we wanted to really spotlight Valentine's Day. And I know Valentine's Day, like I said, lands on a weekday, but we're going to do the 2-day event and hope we can get people in after work or, you know, maybe on their lunch breaks to visit the cats. We always say, go ahead and check out our website, social media, send us your applications ahead of time so you can be pre-approved and be able to go home with your kitty that day. So hopefully folks can have an extended lunch break or be off work or already come and visit. We also recommend ahead of our fee-waived events, come spend time with that animal that you're interested in ahead of time so that it isn't just a quick decision. You know, we don't want these fee-waived events to be associated with people not thinking it through or not planning for that animal. We just like to give accessibility and reduce barriers for people. So I'm excited to have our Valentine's event. And then we're partnering with Dodici's as well the night of the 15th. Well, and all day, actually, not just the night. You can have lunch or get your coffee in the morning. All percents of proceeds for that entire day will come support Paws and More.
And what else was there? I know you're doing another photo shoot opportunity as well.
Yes, Rachel Lynn Photography has been such a fun partnership. You will be seeing a lot of this from us, and it seems that we're having good feedback and people need professional photos. And what better way to come to the shelter and have a family day and get to pet some animals this year? So we've done the holiday, we have done Valentine's Day, and now we're going to be planning for your Easter photos. So we do have a local volunteer that is needing help, and there are baby bunnies that we are helping place that was an accidental litter. And so through our partnership and resources, we'll be getting those guys spayed and neutered. But we will have bunnies available for adoption and also available during the Easter photo shoots for live backdrops, I guess, if you will. So it'll just be a really fun way to do that and bring the kids out and, you know, get some great photos while you're at the shelter.
Is there anything else you'd like to update the public on about Paws and More?
Just to stay tuned and, you know, keep watching our social media. We, like I said, there's just always fun things happening. We have some new events that we're going to be working on this year. We're hopefully going to be planning a poker run motorcycle event. We're also looking into having our first or second ever trivia event and doing that a little bit different. So we're going to be doing some new events this year to stay tuned about.
Very good. Well, thanks so much for talking to me this morning.
Thank you.
That was Amber Talbot joining on today's House and House Washington page to talk about Paws and More shelter updates. House and House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.